The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new antibiotic. It's called Zyvox and seems to have no more side effects than other antibiotics. Zyvox has a decided advantage. It treats some infections that other drugs can't. NPR's Joanne Soberno reports.
There's a long-term war going on between bacteria and antibiotics. Every time scientists develop a new antibiotic, bacteria eventually figure out how to resist it. Resistant strains often arise in hospitals. Dr. Leonard Mermel is head of infectious diseases at Rhode Island Hospital.
There's over 4 million hospital-acquired infections in the United States each year at a cost of over $4.5 billion in excess hospital costs. And those contribute to more than 88,000 deaths a year. Many of these infections are due to microorganisms that are resistant to a lot of the common antibiotics we use today.
A drug called vancomycin used to be the weapon of last resort. It was introduced in the late 1950s. But in the late 1980s, resistant bacterial strains began to emerge. Now a quarter to a third of hospital-acquired infections are resistant to vancomycin. Studies have shown Zyvox works against many of those strains. It attacks bacteria in a different way than conventional antibiotics, meaning bacteria already resistant to those drugs will have to come up with a whole new defense against Zyvox.
And that has some important advantages.
Dr. Ferdinand Massari, vice president of Zyvox manufacturer Pharmacia.
Zyvox will not have any cross-resistance with currently available antibiotics because none of the organisms have ever seen this before. It's a whole new therapeutic area.
But that doesn't mean the problem of antibiotic resistance is solved. Again, Dr. Mermel.
It's promising that this is a new drug class. It's very exciting. I think we have something to offer patients who have serious infections. But we always run the risk of the double-edged sword of overuse leading to resistance.
Used judiciously, experts say, it may be able to hold the line against some particularly troublesome bacteria, at least for a while. Joanne Solberner, NPR News, Washington.